Thinking about audience analysis. This is the audio lecture for week number 3. As a reminder, you can also view this in slide format. Last week, we thought about the why of business communication. We came up with some features of business communication and explored what makes it different from other types of writing. We also got briefly introduced to a communication model as we reflected on our past writing experience. This week, we'll return to that communication model as we think about audience analysis. We'll use the CMAP model to think about a miscommunication and to figure out what went wrong and why. At the end of last week, you did your first mind map. Before you begin this module, reflect on what themes emerged from module number 1. What unanswered questions do you have? But first, let's start with a story. I went to graduate school at the University of Illinois. Before I left Canada, I assumed that my transition would be easy. America is an English-speaking country. I grew up watching American media, but I could not have been more wrong. Canadians tend to be less direct than Americans, so I was constantly getting into miscommunications. I'd think that I was asking for something really forcefully, but my friends would think I was being vague or passive-aggressive. Lots of phrases don't mean the same thing. For example, the city I lived in had a plant that made what Canadians call Kraft dinner, but what Americans call macaroni and cheese. Sometimes you could smell burnt cheddar powder, but when I had remarked that it smells like Kraft dinner, people would give me blank stares. Little things like that added up to a lot of embarrassment. Everything was similar, but slightly off. A lot of the miscommunications I had when I moved to the USA were problems with audience. My audience had different values, norms, beliefs, and ways of speaking, and I had to learn them. If you've ever lived in a different country or culture, you probably have had the same experience. Even if you're not moving to a new country, when you enter into a new workplace, you have to learn about the audience. When you're new to a workplace or your message is really important, a little pre-planning can go a long way. That's where business communication models can really come in handy. They can save you from making those small mistakes and shorten the learning curve you experience. To understand communication models and how to analyze an audience, we're going to think back to a miscommunication. Think of a miscommunication you experienced. It could be big or small, and it could be something that led to a conflict. Ideally, choose a situation where you were the person who sent the message that caused the misunderstanding. Write for 5 minutes on the topic. Tell me about a time when you experienced a miscommunication with someone. As you write, try to go into as much detail as possible. How did you feel at the time? How did you react? Did the situation get resolved? How? You might want to pause here while you're conducting your free write and then come back. Last week, you practiced a CMAP model when you reflected on your past writing experiences. Then, your readings gave you more details. If you didn't get a chance to do the readings, go back and read chapter 3. However, you may remember a graph from the readings that is a big blue circle that is labeled context, and in it is a little smaller rectangles that say audience, message, and purpose. And this leads to an arrow that points towards the product. This message shows us that if we consider the context, the message, the audience, and the purpose, then we'll understand what product to create. Let's see if we can use this model to figure out what went wrong in your misunderstanding. Context. As you learned in your readings, context is the most difficult part of the model because we take it for granted. The context refers to everything that influences your message. Each workplace will have its own particular context, but when you create messages, you'll also rely on the larger context of the society around you, rules, beliefs, laws, norms, etc. Sometimes you'll learn about an old workplace's context because someone tells you, such as an employee handbook or training manual. But often, a workplace context is unstated, and that's what makes it difficult. Let's again consider the context of this interactive lecture. COVID-19 has definitely changed everything about our context, and we've had to learn new norms. You've had over a decade of schooling, so you've absorbed a lot of ideas about school, the role of the teacher and the student, how you should best learn, online versus face-to-face learning, etc. And those experiences inform how you read this message. Think back to your environment. Are you reading on a desktop, a phone, a tablet? Are you listening? Are you distracted? How would the experience be different if you were learning this material in a face-to-face classroom? What if you were listening to music? The more we understand about the context and make all of these unspoken norms explicit, the easier our communication will be. So let's do a smaller free write now. Set a timer for 2 minutes and make a list of everything you know about the context of your miscommunication. You might consider, what was the context when the miscommunication happened? What was your personal context? And what was the audience's context? Were they different? How much do you know about your audience's context when they received the message? You again might want to pause here while you complete your free write. In that free write, you might have realized that you don't know a lot about your audience's context. For example, let's say that you've sent somebody a joke through WhatsApp and they thought you were serious and got upset. If you weren't with them when they got the message, you might have missed out on important information. Maybe they had a bad day. Maybe they glanced at your message when they were boarding a bus and misinterpreted it. Maybe they're actually upset with you for a different reason and they didn't want to talk about it. Because the context is often unspoken, it's the most common place for miscommunications to occur. Audience. Now, let's think about the audience. The more you know about your audience, the easier it will be to meet their needs. You may have multiple audiences, or even audiences you didn't anticipate. For example, maybe you post a message online to friends that ends up being commented on by strangers. Analyzing your audience can be tricky because it's easy to make assumptions or rely on stereotypes. We often confuse our own preferences with our audience preferences. For example, you might be someone who appreciates being blunt with bad news, but your audience might prefer a softer touch. The audience controls everything about the message. The genre, the length, the tone, the word choice, the document design, the persuasive strategy, the style, it can all be tied back to audience. That's why learning about your audience is important. And there are lots of ways that you can learn about your audience. As you progress in your career, you'll be able to draw on more past experience because you'll understand how your audience has reacted in the past. But you can also ask your audience and do research, such as surveys, focus groups, and even data from analytics. So let's do another free write. Again, set a timer for 2 minutes, and now you'll write about how the audience impacted your miscommunication. You might consider, how well did you think you understood your audience before you sent the message? Were you right? Did you make any mistakes when analyzing your audience? When you sent your message, how much did you think about your audience's needs beforehand? And again, you might want to pause here. One of the things you might have noticed is that perhaps the miscommunication happened with someone who you were very close to. And that again goes back to not assuming about our audience. Because sometimes when we're close to people, we take for granted that they're going to be react in the way that we expect. Let's move on to purpose. In the workplace, you always have a reason to communicate. Your purpose could be small, like getting someone to answer your email. Or it could be big, like convincing someone to give your company a big contract. Knowing why you're communicating will help you to know what to include in your message. Often, miscommunications occur because either you don't have a clear purpose, or your purpose isn't appropriate for your situation or your audience. For example, sometimes people struggle to write cover letters because they think the goal of the cover letter is to get you a job. In fact, the goal of a cover letter is much smaller. It's just to get you to an interview. You don't have to lay out every single detail of your work experience all at once. And so understanding the real purpose of your message can help you craft a more successful message. Let's do another free write. Again, set your timer for 2 minutes, and now write about how the purpose impacted your miscommunication. You might consider, what did you hope to achieve with the message that you sent? And what did you actually achieve? Did you think about your purpose beforehand? Did the message you sent match your purpose? And again, you'll probably want to pause here. Message. Your message is what information you share with your audience. This can include the words you choose, your tone, your details, and much more. Sometimes you can have unspoken messages. For example, if you had a cooking blog, your message might be, here's how to cook a delicious veggie burger. But your unspoken messages might be, this is easy and you can do it. Or, with the right flavors, eating healthy can be delicious. It's worth noting that when you learned about context, audience, and purpose, will help you craft your message. For example, you might realize that your initial idea wouldn't meet your audience's needs, or that you didn't have a clear purpose. That's why we consider the message towards the end of the model. Another free write. Again, set a timer for 2 minutes, and now write about how the message influenced your miscommunication. You can consider, what was the tone of your message? Did you intend that tone? How much detail did you include? What role did word choice play in your miscommunication? And again, you might want to pause here. Product. According to the model you've studied, analyzing your context, audience, message, and purpose will lead you to the product. Your product is what you create, a text message, an Instagram post, a phone call. If you leap too quickly to the product, you might get it wrong. Your audience analysis should help you choose an appropriate product for the situation. For example, you might be tempted to break up with someone that you're casually dating over text message because it's quicker. However, after talking with friends and considering your date's needs, you might choose to do it in person or over the phone because that's more respectful. One last free write. Set a timer for 2 minutes and write about how the product influenced your miscommunication. You can consider, how did the audience expect to get your message? Was the product that you sent the same as what your audience received? For example, miscommunications sometimes happen when an emoji looks very different on different devices, or because someone reads a tone that the speaker didn't intend. Looking back, would a different product have been preferable? So before we reflect on what we learned from your miscommunication, let's review the CMAP model one more time. If you go to slide 17, you will have the opportunity to drag some words into a box to test your learning. However, I'm going to read out the situation, and when I say blank, you can fill it in with either context, message, audience, purpose, or product. At the end, I'll review the right answers. Your university's Learning Center wants to email students about an orientation to online a learning workshop, which would include a link to a welcome video. However, because it's back to school time, people might already be inundated with many, many messages about events and workshops. This is an example of blank. The words on the page or the screen and the sounds that are played in the video are an example of blank. University students would be the blank. Getting students to sign up for the online workshop so they can improve their study skills is the blank. The email is the blank. So let's give you the answers. The first one, about the fact that it's back to school time and that people might be inundated with messages about events and workshops, that's an example of context. The actual words on the page or the sounds that come out of the video, that's the message. University students will be the audience. Getting students to sign up for the online workshop so they can improve their study skills is the purpose. And the email message is the product. So that was just a quick chance to test your knowledge. But in this lecture, we used the components of the CMAP communication model to get some new insights into a miscommunication. Now, let's take a look at everything you've written. What did you learn? Was one part of the CMAP model responsible for the miscommunication? For example, did you realize the problem was with the choice of a wrong product? Or the choice of a message that had an incorrect tone? Or did multiple parts play a role? What could you have done differently? It's also worth noting that you don't need to conduct a thorough CMAP analysis for every email you send. In the workplace, you might use this model before you tackle a big project, when you're sending a sensitive message, or when you're just starting out. With practice, you'll probably go through the steps without even thinking about it. It's also normal that sometimes when we reflect on miscommunications, we feel bad about our role in them. However, miscommunications are inevitable. Being able to learn from them is the way that we improve as a communicator. We'll build on what we learned in the next lecture when we think about the tone of a message.